Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray, Lord, as we look at your word together now, that you will inspire us, that you will encourage us, that you will challenge us, so that we can be the people that you ask us to be on our front lines. In Jesus' name, amen. Please have that passage open. We are going to concentrate on verses 19 to 25. That's page 1208. In Hebrews 10. So as Dave has already said, we're in our last in the series on our front line. If there's anyone here who may not have been with us for the past Sundays, we're looking at how we as Christians may be in a minority, but as we meet together on Sundays and other occasions, but then during the week we are meeting with non-Christians where we can live out our faith. And as we do, we are to reflect Christ himself in whatever place we find ourselves and in whatever we do. So we've seen this picture before of us joining together as we are on my left, is it? Yes, your left up there. And we're together this morning, gathered together, but tomorrow, maybe even from this afternoon, we are scattered and we want to be those red lights out there in the world. So our title today is Together We Grow. And we have heard from our reading, if you look at verses 19 to 25, I hope that you heard that it was all about lettuce. Well, if you have a look at that passage and we look at the next slide, you can see what I mean. It says, let us. So not quite lettuce, but there we go. It fits in with the theme of growth. So we have to let us, as it says, draw near, let us hold, let us spur one another on. And we see here that it's all about us. Not me, not you, but us. Together, we're called to do these three things, because together we grow as a church. So let's look at the first one. Let us draw near to God. A good place to begin, as everything does begin and end with God himself. Now, if you look at verse 19, it might seem a bit strange. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Well, we see here what the background is. We heard a little bit of it earlier on in the chapter. But we know that in Old Testament times, only the high priest was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies in the temple. He was the only one, as it were, who was able to have a one-to-one with God. But when Jesus came and died and rose again, everything changed. So much so that you and me can have a one-to-one with God the Father through him. So we see Jesus told us that he is the way, and he made that way. He made the way so that we can draw near to God under the cross of Jesus. And we see, don't we, in many churches that we have a cross somewhere prominent. And we can see one, of course, at the front here. So how then are we to draw near to God? Because this is what he's asked us to do in verse 22. Draw near to God with a sincere heart and faith, believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and trusting him with our lives. Sincerity is the key. How sincere are we in wanting to know God better and knowing our own tendency to think that we know best and we know that we can do our own thing? Sincerity in realizing that we want to know God better. That is why in our services, we always have a time to say sorry. And we do that because we acknowledge that we often don't think and behave as we should. And we do it together, not just as a private thing, because together we want to draw near to God as God's family. And we recognize that each one of us need God's forgiveness and cleansing. We're all in the same boat, each and every one of us. And so we can all be forgiven, cleansed, but more than that, in verse 22, we see that we have the assurance, full assurance that faith brings. What is that assurance? That assurance is that being a son or a daughter of the King of Kings, of God our Father, that we belong to him. We do not need to worry, we belong to him, but we also belong to one another. So togetherness is important, and that's why we're here together today. We belong, yes, we belong to our Father, but we belong as a family to one another too. So the second let us hold, verse 23. Let us hold. This requires some effort, doesn't it? If you hold something, you have to hold. Some things slip easily through our fingers, like this fish. And actually, that was a video too, but I couldn't, I don't know why I didn't do it. But you, I don't know whether you've ever tried to hold a fish, but this is from an angling thing that I saw. And this little girl holds the fish, but then the fish jumps out. And of course, other things are hard to grasp or heavy to hold. And we see here that this looks very heavy and difficult to hold. But other things may be easy to hold on to. So what is it that we have to hold on to? Let's look in verse 23. The hope we possess, which means what? It means a full gospel story. Not just little bits of it that we like, but all of it. And we are to hold on to that. And of course, we have it in our Bibles, which we are so privileged in our part of the world. We have Bibles in every possible translation to help us to understand God's word. But this is what we're to hold on to, God's word, the gospel, the full gospel, because Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith. And we can do this. Let's look for this encouragement. Verse 23, the second part, because Jesus is faithful. He who has promised is faithful. You see, it doesn't all depend upon us. One of my favourite verses is verse 24 in the book of Jude. And it says, Jesus is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Isn't that wonderful? What a promise. Jesus is able. So yes, it does require effort on our part. But it doesn't just depend upon us. When we're trusting in Jesus, God is faithful. So as we turn to him, yes, we require some effort. We have to hold on. But God is faithful and he is able. Wow, what a promise. A promise that we need to hang on to. And then as we move on, let us spur on one another. Well, spur is an unusual word. It's not quite the same as encouragement. And when I was looking for slides for this sermon today, I found this picture, a spur. And interestingly, it was selling these things, and it said this: the spur was gentle, precise, and smart. Well, that's not bad, is it? If we're going to spur one another on, if we're gentle, but we're precise, and we're also smart, we won't be doing much too wrong, will we? So what does it mean? It means it includes encouragement, mutual support, a bit like a dig in the ribs. But here, just being together with someone else, sharing the good news. Or it might be that we need to warn someone. And I like this one, because the baby elephant here is getting a nudge to go the right way. And in fact, some of the translations that you look at of this particular passage talk about us giving one another a nudge. Well, that's a good thing to do, isn't it? Because at some time, we all need a kind of nudge to stay on the right road. So let us hear is about mutual help. It might be that we say to someone, you know, I've not seen you at church recently. Just to perhaps that little nudge to say, ooh, maybe we've missed a few weeks. Or it may be thinking that someone isn't perhaps taking much part in the family occasions. Maybe you could help out by doing whatever. Because this is what it's talking about, being mutual support, nudging one another, if you like. And verse 24 and 25 tell us that we are to help one another to live out our lives of faith out there on our front lines. Mutual support to love and to be doing. Support to hold on in challenging times. And we all came across them, don't we? Like that song we just sang. We've all had difficult experiences in our lives, and yet we've stayed faithful, and God is faithful to us. We may have the scars, yes, but then we need to give others that same kind of support when they are going through challenging times together. So as we support one another, we're renewed and we're empowered to grow. It should help us to grow, to glow red brightly. Do you remember that, those things? One of the weeks that we had, some of the reds had gone slightly grey. We don't want to do that. We don't want to be like the world. We want to be, as it were, bright red dots out there on our front lines. And so the gathered worship of the church is where we learn, guide, challenge, encourage, equip, love and support each other to grow and to be bold on our front lines. That photograph was taken at the church weekend away. And we're to live out the prayer, your kingdom come. So let us draw near to God. Let us hold on to the full gospel of Jesus Christ. And let us spur one another on to live out our faith, whatever front line we're called to be on. Thank you.